Statistical data relating to election disputes instituted after election 2008 indicates that 70% of the cases were commenced by writ of summons instead of petitions and were accordingly struck out. In one region alone, as high as 17 writs of summons were filed instead of a petition and were dismissed for wrong procedure, as the situation which most often creates the erroneous impression that the courts are out to frustrate electoral adjudication. In view of this, the first Deputy Secretary of the Judicial Service, Justice John Bosco Nabarise, said it is incumbent on lawyers and people seeking redress to enter through the right procedure. This was at a workshop organized by the Legal Resources Center aimed at strengthening the judiciary to deal with human rights abuses during election 2012 and also map out strategies to build public consensus on electoral disputes.
The Legal Resources Center also seeks to use the engagement to empower stakeholders to effectively resolve electoral disputes amicably. Justice John Bosco Nabarise said out of the remaining 30%, only a negligible number are still pending at the courts, stressing that in spite of the challenges, the judiciary is ready to deal with election 2012 disputes swiftly. He said the judiciary is currently reviewing an elections manual which will list the protocol for bringing a challenge against any election in Ghana. He said the constitution provides that the declaration of the presidential election might be challenged by a petition to the Supreme Court, saying, based on the mandate given by the constitution, the rules of court committee has made rules of procedure as to what constitutes a petition so far as challenges to the presidential elections by a petition are concerned. Pursuant to Article 64, 1 and 3, any citizen of Ghana who is registered as a voter may present a petition challenging the election of the president to the Supreme Court within 21 days of the declaration of the presidential results. Justice Nabarise said, in order to commence a challenge to a parliamentary election, a petitioner must satisfy the High Court that he or she has the necessary capacity to initiate the petition. The acting executive director of the center, Daphne Lareba Nabila, said in view of legal challenges associated with election disputes, the center is advocating a specialized legal mechanism to deal with election disputes with the objective of improving the process and eliminating the violence that surrounds potential election disputes. The project is being sponsored by Star Ghana in its effort to increase the influence of civil society and parliament in the governance system.
A news desk report.